thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for showing us our purpose and drawing us closer to you, Lord. We pray that our connection with you will make us more like you. We submit our heart, mind, and soul, Father, to you. May your Holy Spirit transform us as we abide in you daily, Father God. We just thank you. Thank you for food, clothing, and shelter, Father. We pray for those who have yet to know you for the forgiving of their sins, that they may seek you, Lord, because we've had some difficult days. We praise you, Lord, for making a way out of no way, guiding us and directing us daily. We come together on this service to give you all the praise and all the glory. For this past year, Lord, we've experienced so many difficult things, some so burdenful that we hate to even think about them, but, Lord, you made a way out of no way. You brought us through seen and unforeseen danger. But, Lord, we won't complain because you are our rock. You are the holy God. You sit high, but yet you look low. God, we just trust you each and every day. Lord, we just don't know what we do without your grace and your mercy. We pray that our hope and our faith will endure all things, Lord. We pray for those families who are under the shadow of bereavement, for the loss of loved ones. We pray for those, Father God, who have lost their jobs or maybe their homes, or those who are just dealing with separation, Father. Father, we thank you for our pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, and his family. Lord, strengthen him that he may continue to do the work here in your kingdom for your sake. God, we pray for our sick and shut-in members. We pray for the healing power that you can give them, if it be your will. Bless all those, Lord, who are on this service and those who wanted to be here, Father. For it is in the name of Jesus Christ that we do pray. Let all the people say amen.
Thank you, Deacon Robeson, for that wonderful prayer. We will now have the scripture read by Deaconess Sylvia Clater.
Good evening, all, and the scripture dedicates the reading of his holy word in honor of Pastor Tucker and in memory of Brother Plummer. I read from Psalms, Book 1, Chapter 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruits in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Deaconess Clater. We will now have 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. Thank you. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Reginald Hardman.
Before I pray, I want to first say happy birthday to Pastor Tucker. And let us pray. God of all creation, we offer you grateful praise for the gift of life. Hear the prayers of ours for our pastor, Reverend Tucker, your servant, who recalls today the day of his birth and rejoices in the gift of life and love, family, friends, and congregation. Bless him with your presence and surround him with your love, that he may enjoy a happy years of all of them which will be pleasing to you. We ask this through Christ our Savior. Now may God, may you please bless him, bless his family, bless our church family. We need you, Lord. We need you to make every good work complete and be with us. We pray, Lord, for those who are suffering and bereaving, recent families there, lost loved ones. We ask you to be with them. Be with those people who are lying on their beds of affliction, who may be ill. Father, there's so much going on in the world today. People hating one another, wreaking havoc on other people's lives, making it difficult for one another, making things hard for one another. But we know, Father, you know all about that, and we know you can fix it. So we ask you to mend broken hearts. Comfort those who are in grieving. Be with those, Father, who are homeless. Give them a place to stay. Be with the widows and the orphans. Father, you know what the people need nowadays. Be with those who love you and calling on your name. Prop them up on every leaning side. Father, we don't move as fast as we used to. We don't see as well as we used to. Our bodies aren't functioning like they used to. But we know we are still in your hand. So we ask you to keep us, Lord. You know what we stand in need of. Let us be helpful to one another. Let us love one another, care for one another. Prop each other up. We love you, Lord. We can't do it without you. And Father, please, if it's thy will, help those who need you today. There's so many people hurting today, Father, and you know them all. Comfort them as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
We will now have our inspirational moment led by Deacon Donald Clater.
Good evening. First, I would like to wish our pastor, Reverend Frank D. Tucker, a happy and prosperous birthday. My message is concerning joy. I'm fast approaching a new season, the winter of old age. And even though the years are galloping by, and sometimes I would like to slow them down, I have joy that sustains me. Each day is a new day given me by the Lord. With the psalmist, I can say, it is good to praise the Lord, proclaiming your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night. Even though my life has its struggles and the pain and difficulties of others sometimes overwhelm me, God enables me to join the psalmist in singing for joy at what his hands have done. Joy for blessings given, family, friends, and satisfying work. Joy because of God's wondrous creation and his inspired word. Joy because Jesus loves us so much he died for our sins. And joy because he gave us the Spirit, the source of true joy. And because the Lord believes in him, can flourish like a palm tree and still bear fruit in old age. What fruit is that? No matter our circumstances or season of life, we can be examples of his love through the life we live and the words we say. There is joy in knowing and living for the Lord and telling others about him. Dear God, thank you for the joy that is ours through the Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Deacon Clater, for that wonderful message. We will now have 20 seconds of applause, followed by remarks from Reverend Tucker.
Wonderful.
Thank you
message.
So much, Deacon Clater.
Deacon Clater, very good message.
What a blessing.
Thank you so much. Amen. Thank you.
Mary Hardy is on the line enjoying the message.
This is wonderful. Hallelujah.
Yes, good message. Joy. Sunshine, beautiful message, Deacon Clater. God bless you. You are a joy.
Thank you,
Eric.
Thank you so much.
We truly thank God for Deacon Clater tonight, for that very timely message, a message of joy, because that is indeed what comes to my heart and my spirit, and I'm sure to all of those who are remembering the good work and the kindness and the love and the support that Brother Plummer certainly brought to us And we remember his wonderful spirit. He and I often celebrated. He and I often shared with one another on this day, which represents the day of our birth. And we thank God for him, and we thank God for the joy that is ours and the joy that we have today. Thank you again, Brother Clayton, for that inspiring moment and inspiring word that has come our way. And let us all join in on this day of loving the Lord and having joy in the Lord, because he is indeed a great God. No matter what the trial and whatever the trouble and whatever the difficulties that we have had, we can find that joy in the Lord. Let us continue to be faithful and steadfast in him, because he does give us strength daily. We are grateful to God for allowing us to come thus far through this pandemic and making it possible for us to see down the road a light through this dark tunnel that we have been in over the year. And surely we can rejoice in the Lord for that. God is blessing us in spite of us, and we are grateful for his goodness in our lives. Let me say thank you again to those individuals who make this service possible, who work hard and make sure that we are able to come together as a church family and fellowship together. We do want you to remember that we have our worship experience each week, and we are grateful to those persons who make that possible, and we are looking forward to a wonderful worship experience on this coming Sunday. Let us make ready for that experience and be blessed in the Lord for that. Let us pray for our sick and shut-in members. They are many. Let us continue to keep them in prayer and through our arms and hearts of love around them. And then our hearts are heavy with the recent loss of so many of our members, and particularly the following members who have transitioned. We need to continue to pray for their families. Sister Tempe Avent, Brother Lewis Clark, Brother Frank Gibbs, and Brother Paul Johnson. Let us keep their families lifted up in prayer. Their homegoing arrangements are still pending, but you will certainly get that information through our ministries, Diggins and Circle Ministry. People will make them known to you. Let us continue to keep them in prayer. Now, for those persons who have special prayers tonight, we're going to ask that you would lift up their names and all situations that you want them to pray for. We're going to give you 20 seconds to lift up their names. God, our Father, we come before you just now to simply ask that you would hear the cries of these, your children. You know all about them, O God. You know what they stand in need of and what they request before they even ask. And so, God, we ask you that you would draw nigh unto them and comfort them and bless them and keep them as only you can do. We pray, O God, for all of those individuals who are sick, who have fallen in some trouble and some trial, whose hearts are heavy today, O God, we pray your blessings and deliverance upon them. O God, we pray for the bereaved, O God. Keep them as only you can do. Keep the families of those persons who have transitioned as only you can do, O God. We thank you, O God, for what you have done in all of our lives, and we ask for more grace and mercy to keep us and sustain us. And, O God, as we come on this special day, we ask your blessings upon First Baptist Church. We pray, O God, that you would be with each member one by one. Keep our hearts and our minds clear and safe and sound and secure, O God, that we might be the people that you want us to be, that we might be the branch of Zion that you want us to be. We ask, O God, that you would take care of each member, O God. Fortify them, strengthen them, and lead them. O God, we know that we cannot make it without you. And we pray, O God, that you would keep us in your care and in your mercy. And then, God, as we move along on this terrestrial shore, we ask, O God, that you would provide for us all that we need, that we might be able to serve you, that we might be able to do the things that you want us to do, that we might be the church, the people, the individuals, the husbands, the wives, the children, the people, O God, that you have called us to be. We need you, God. We know that we cannot make it without you. And so, God, we are here calling on your holy and divine name. We thank you, O God, for the life of Brother Plummer and what he has done and what he has meant in the life of our church. We thank you, O God, for his memory, O God. And we ask now that thou would be with his companion, be with all of his family, O God, and bless and strengthen them if it be your holy and divine will. And then, God, we pray as we look at all of us who are growing older, whose days are drawing short, whose time and strength is growing weak. Oh God, we pray that you would bring that joy in the midst of those times. And oh God, the greatest joy that we have or could have is that there would be laborers, younger laborers, able-bodied individuals, and who will come forth. Plant them, oh God, in our midst that we might be able to continue to be the people that you want us to be. Now, God, we thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for these individuals who have come and offered themselves in service. Thank you for the support and the witness that has been ours to enjoy. And we ask, O God, that thou would continue to bless us in the spirit of love, in the spirit of peace, in the spirit of hope, and in the spirit of joy. Bring joy and peace in our spirits and in our hearts. Keep us all, as only you can do, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ. We do come
We do pray. We do yield to your way. Amen and amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you, and to grant unto you his peace. Amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you, Reverend Tucker. Before we close out tonight's prayer service, I would like to unmute the lines for 20 seconds to allow anyone to wish our pastor a very happy and blessed birthday.
Happy birthday, Reverend Tucker.
Happy Earth Day. Happy Earth Day. That you came on Earth. Happy Earth Day.
Happy birthday, Pastor.
Happy birthday.
Someone even thought it not robbery to sing happy birthday to our pastor. Amen, amen. This concludes our prayer service for this evening. We look forward to seeing you all on the line this coming Sunday, beginning at 8:30 with our Sunday school, followed by our service at 10 a.m., and followed by our prayer service next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Please stay on the line and enjoy the rest of the music.
You're now entering the gutter-free music.
Let's do it one more time. Come on, open your mouth and say, I need you. Let me hear you. You need me. For
we're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Agree with me. We're all a part of God's body.
It is His will
that every need be supplied.
You're important.
You are important to me.
Yes, you are.
I need you to survive.
You are important.
You are.
And it is time to begin our prayer service.
and he gave me peace of mind. Said I prayed about it, and he stepped right in on time. I went down on my knees, I gave it to Jesus. He gave me the victory. Said I prayed. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, he does. He still answers. Answers prayer. Hallelujah.
I pray about it. That old problem that would not go away. I prayed about it. I just carried it from day to day. But one day in prayer, I laid that problem down. And I heard him say, Dorothy, no prize, you won't get no crown. I pray, and I won't let you know that God still, I know He will, still,
yeah, He still answers. Hallelujah. Oh, what a friend. Hallelujah. Somebody lift those hands and worship the Lord in here. What a friend we have in Jesus. Oh, oh, sins and griefs to bear. Hallelujah.
Worship Him, worship Him. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Come on, join us, worship Him.
Oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
Come on, everybody, lift your voice. I know I told you what God has for you.
You're now entering the gutter-free music zone.